listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
My guest today is an amazing man who serves his fellow beings with all of his heart. He knows that to accomplish our human mission, we've all got to be healed and whole. And this is his niche, his talent, his gift, to perform soul healing miracles, as well as to teach how to perform soul healing miracles ourselves. Whether your own issue is spiritual, mental, emotional, or physical, Dr. and Master Shah offers you healing. It's long been my contention that truth is simple. What Dr. and Master Shah shares is also quite simple, making it easy for you to learn to heal yourself. We're talking today about soul healing miracles with Dr. and Master Zhigang Shah. Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is addressing the power and importance of human emotions. I invite you to talk with us on either of our chats, emotionalpro.com or blogtalkradio.com/FPL. And also, we have a toll-free number, 888-498-0570. This is Eileen Dillon, your host. So what about Dr. Shah, Dr. and Master Shah? We call him Dr. and Master because he has done, trained, learned all of those things. He's trained as both a Western doctor and a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. He's also a grand master of many ancient disciplines, and that includes Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Feng Shui, and also he's a master of the I Ching. In the West, he's involved in breakthrough research on the effects of spirit on the human system. In fact, in 2006, Dr. and Master Shah was honored with the prestigious Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Commission Award for his humanitarian efforts. He's a New York Times best-selling author, Dr. and Master Shah, and he's author of the Soul Healing Miracles series. We're talking about his book called Soul Healing Miracles today. You can find out more about Dr. Shah at drshah.com. That's drsha.com. So I don't know, it doesn't look like we have Dr. and Master Shah available to us at this moment. We're having some technical difficulties. Our phone numbers for him are not working. But producer Paul is continuing to work on that for us. So I'll talk to you about some of the things that I've learned since I've had the absolute pleasure and honor of reading this book this week. What Dr. and Master Shah is saying in Soul Healing Miracles is that we cannot really go forward in these incredible times. He says the suffering of humanity needs to be removed. So we cannot go forward unless we are healed. He says millions of people suffer from chronic and life-threatening conditions. They suffer from emotional imbalances, including anger, depression, anxiety, grief, sadness, worry, and fear. Mother Earth is suffering from natural disasters like tsunamis and hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, fires, droughts, and all kinds of other challenges. We also have environmental, economic, and political challenges, war, and more. So at this historic time on Mother Earth, the divine and Tao have guided Dr. Shah to release and emphasize ancient and new sacred wisdom and practices in order to empower humanity and create soul healing miracles to heal their spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies and transform all their lives. So that's what Dr. Shah is about. We're still having difficulty reaching him. And producer Paul on the chat, we have an issue about the strength of the sound of my voice. So if you could pull that up, I'd appreciate it. All right, so that's what Dr. Shaw is about. And in his book, he offers some very simple ideas. First of all, he says that every illness, behind every illness, and by that he means many, all of these things that I've just talked to you about, it's not only illness of the body or mental illness, but it's also illness of the planet and illness of our emotions. Behind every one of those is an illness or an imbalance of the soul. So what he's actually saying is that the first thing we need to do is to heal our soul. Now, he's a very humble man. I used to work for the China Project at the University of Washington in Seattle, and I had the opportunity to be exposed to Chinese tradition. And it's a very polite tradition and one in which people often talk about how they're honored to be with someone, how they're honored to know something. And Dr. Shaw says it's his honor to have been selected by the Tao, which is all that is, universal intelligence, God, however you wish to look at it. He feels, he believes he has been selected by this force to provide healing information to the world. And for many years, he's been training people. He's trained over 400 healers in Canada and the U.S., and he's been training them to perform healings. Now, the healing that Dr. Shaw does is actually very, very simple. It's a matter of saying mantras, of chanting mantras. And he offers them in the original Chinese. He draws very heavily from the ancient Chinese medicine traditions. For example, ancient Chinese medicine, as I recall from reading his book, has five different elements. There's water, wood, metal, earth, and fire. Now, in Western medicine, we might go to the doctor and tell the doctor, I'm having trouble with my liver. Something isn't working right. I'm feeling sluggish. I'm, not sleeping well. And in Western medicine, you treat the liver. You provide medication or whatever for the liver. Well, in ancient Chinese medicine, in the traditional Chinese medicine, the liver actually is part of a system of organs and parts of the body that go together. And we don't normally in the West think of these as going together. For example, this is important to me because I identified myself as I was reading the book. The element wood, it has involved with it the liver, the gallbladder, the fingernails, the connective tissue, and anger, right? So you have all of those that when you treat the wood element, when you work with the wood element, when you heal that element, you then heal those of the self. And I identified that with myself. Oh, and the eyes, I forgot, the eyes go with that also. I identified this. Now, in general, I'm very healthy. But what I found is that, yes, I have some cataracts growing in my eyes. They're not growing fast. They're not very big, but they're there. I have noticed that there's some ridges developing on my fingernails, which is said to be a sign that they're not very as healthy as they need to be. And in my 20s, I had an issue with the gallbladder. And sometimes my knees give me problems with the connective tissue and my shoulders, all right? So I was amazed when I read Dr. and Master Shah's book to realize that these things that I've been looking at of, oh, they're not working as well as I'd really like them to, actually are all connected. Now, what Dr. Shah does once you identify what is connected is he offers mantra for you to heal those particular areas. And his book is chock full of step-by-step directions on how to heal all five of the elements, how to heal different emotions, how to work with yourself to heal your soul, which of course is the bottom line. And let me just give you an idea of what he talks about. He first of all says that there's something that we all need to know. It's absolutely the very basic thing that we need to know. I'm going to find my notes here in a second. And that is that this is the message. He says this is the main emphasis of the soul healing miracles. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. You have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of your life. Together, we have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life of humanity and all souls in Mother Earth and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. In other words, he's saying that we have the ability to heal ourselves and to, because we're working with energy, this will also be picked up by, offer healing to even galaxies and planets and Mother Earth and all the things on Mother Earth. So what does he do? How exactly do we go about healing? Well, we sit down and we identify the area that we want to heal. And let's just go, for example, let me find one here that is really good here. All right, so he has four directions. The mind, the sound power, body power, and soul power. In other words, we heal all those areas with any particular thing that we wish to heal. Okay, so here, for example, here are three methods to practice with the source Ling Wang calligraphy. Now, one of the things Dr. Shah does in his book, which as a Westerner, I have never encountered before, is he has included seven pieces of calligraphy in this book. And the calligraphy itself, he says, is empowered. So what happens when you work with the calligraphy, what happens is you put one of your hands below your navel and the other hand on the calligraphy, and then you chant the particular chant that's associated with that calligraphy. And the calligraphy itself is shimmering and empowered. So what can you heal? For example, if you want to prevent and heal conditions of the hips, you can use the four power techniques. And it goes like this. You say hello with your soul power. And now listen to the things that he talked about with soul power. Dear divine, dear Tao, the source. Dear the source, Ling Guang calligraphy, Ling Guang. Now Ling Guang, each Chinese calligraphy affects different systems or different organs, and so this is a particular one, and I'm not going to take the time to go and find it. Anyway, the first thing he does is you put one palm on the source calligraphy and the other on yourself, and then you talk to your body and to this calligraphy, and you ask to heal whatever portion of your body you want to have healed. Then you say, dear divine, dear Tao, the source, dear the source of the calligraphy. And he also greets saints, animals, heavens, treasures, etc. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please heal my hips. Prevent unhealthy conditions in my hips and rejuvenate my hips. Thank you. And you know, we have a lot of people in the U.S. who are having hip replacements. Can you imagine healing this instead? Then you go to mind power and you visualize soul light from this calligraphy radiating and vibrating through your hips. And he suggests you use a golden light or a rainbow light. And the fourth power is sound power. So you can either chant silently or aloud this. The source Ling Guang calligraphy heals my hips, prevents unhealthy conditions in my hips, and rejuvenates my hips. Thank you. The source Ling Guang calligraphy heals my hips, prevents unhealthy conditions in my hips, and rejuvenates my hips. Thank you. And you continue to chant this for a minimum of 10 minutes. If you have a chronic condition, he suggests you do it for a total of 2 hours in a day. And once you've then done this chanting, you offer gratitude and forgiveness. For example, you ask for the forgiveness of your ancestors, for all the mistakes and yourself, and all the mistakes that you've ever made in all lifetimes related with my hip issues. Now, one of the reasons Dr. Shah includes this is, by my understanding, he's saying that all illness is karma. By karma, these are lessons, if you will. These are things that we have strayed off the path and have built up a job for ourselves to essentially make amends for the transgressions that we've created. And so he asks us to speak to this. And in the ancient Chinese tradition, of course, the ancestors are very powerful. But when we return from our break, I want to talk to you a little bit about what we've learned from modern epigenetics that have given us another understanding of why we want to have the past transgressions of our ancestors, as well as our own, forgiven. So it's time for our first break. I'm talking today, I had hoped to be talking with Dr. and Master Shah, but instead I'm giving you my rendition of all that I've learned this week. I'm very, very excited about what he's had to offer. Perhaps we'll find him, or else we'll have to bring him here on another day. You're listening to Full Power Living. I'm Eileen Dillon. We'll be right back.
To Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Well, welcome back to Full Power Living. This is Eileen Dillon. Today we had scheduled Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, who is the author of 10 books on healing, and I'm telling you what I've learned this week by reading his book, Soul Healing Miracles. So let me give you a few announcements before I go further with that. First of all, I want to thank you for listening to our show and for helping us with our mission of raising awareness of the power and importance of human emotions. I want to invite you to subscribe on iTunes and to listen live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Blog Talk Radio or EmotionalPro.com, where you can chat. And we also have a toll-free number. So next Thursday, we have an hour and a half broadcast. In the first hour, my guest is Rivi Neshama, who's author of Recipes for a Sacred Life, a cookbook for living. At 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern time, Sonia Rechnitzer, who's co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence, will be returning for her monthly Q&A session. You can check our archives to see what an amazing job she does bringing people messages from their own higher self. And once you do that, you'll be interested to call in and ask your own questions. I look forward to talking with you in person. I really urge you to listen to past shows of Sonia and let you know that Sonia was in L.A. The people she was talking with were all over. One time a person was in Hawaii, sometimes in Arizona, sometimes on the East Coast. And they're people Sonia has never laid eyes on. You'll be amazed at the kinds of things she can tell them. And last time I asked a question about how I could allow myself to become bigger. And she offered actually a response that is helpful to all of us because we're all stretching now to become bigger. The other thing that I'd like to point out to you is that Sonia Rechnitzer and Accessing Universal Intelligence, they're doing a workshop in San Francisco on March 14, 15, and 16 called Success Beyond Belief, in which you can learn to do what Sonia demonstrates. I have been studying with them since last June, and my son, in fact, my 36-year-old son, also studied with them, and it's absolutely amazing. We're doing wonderful things helping each other. My friend Dakey Fox, who is sometimes co-host here on Full Power Living, has also taken the training, and we're able to help one another back and forth when we run into issues and problems in our lives, and it's very loving and very wonderful. My own interest is in profound parenting, where we can teach parents to communicate with the higher self of their child or children so that they can offer exactly the kind of parenting that they need. I was thinking about Maria Montessori recently. Maria Montessori fashioned classrooms on a scale that fit children. Before Maria Montessori, children had to sit in big grown-up chairs at big grown-up tables to try to learn. And Maria Montessori had a motto called Follow the Child. And so her whole method of teaching is about making things child-size, letting the child select what they want to learn, and that sort of thing. Well, with profound parenting, we're shifting that motto just a little bit. Follow your child's soul. And that will be the new model for what will be happening in all of humanity as we're making the shift that we're part of. So I want to encourage you to investigate. Go to accessingui.com and investigate that. And also, if you decide you'd like to come to that workshop or can come to that or any other workshop, write me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at accessingui.com, Eileen at accessingui.com, and I'll be able to get you a significant discount on the registration fee. So be sure to contact me directly so that you can go with less of an investment, but you will make an investment, but it'll be your some money, but a lot of your time and energy. It's really amazing. And that's the same thing I found as I was reading Dr. Shah's book, Soul Healing Miracles, to get back to that. Dr. Shah essentially tells us to chant, to identify what part of our bodies needs to be healed, what part of our soul or our emotions needs to be healed. And he has a specific chant for us to do. And he asks, chant every day, practice, 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 chant more. And that's one of the things I like. You know, taking a pill, which modern medicine asks us to, or offers to us to heal something, really usually only removes the symptoms. But if you want full healing, you really need to put something of yourself into the process. Now, I wanted to talk to you about why it is that we want to ask for forgiveness for our ancestors. We've had Dr. Bruce Lipton on the show and one other person whose name I can't think of right now talking about epigenetics. Epigenetics is about the fact that we have thought all this time that our genes were fixed, the genes in our DNA were fixed, and actually they're not. What we pay attention to, what experiences we have, what grooves we wear into our brains all have the impact on us that actually can alter our DNA. So some of the DNA that you have in your body has been altered by the experiences, behaviors, and transgressions of your ancestors. So when Dr. Shah suggests that we ask for healing for our ancestors, he's also addressing this issue of what in our own DNA as we travel through life. So he says, please forgive my ancestors and me for all the mistakes that we've made in all lifetimes related with my hip issues. I deeply apologize for all of our mistakes. Then he offers, I will serve others unconditionally to make others happier and healthier. I will work together with humanity and all souls to create a love, peace, harmony, universal family. He says, thank you, thank you, thank you, and draws the healing session to a close, right? Now, why does Dr. Shah say that he will work to serve others unconditionally? As a psychotherapist for the past 41 years, one of the most healing suggestions I have ever made, and I've made it many times with the people I work with, is to ask them to do selfless service. What is selfless service? It's service that you do that you have no intention of getting any kind of reward for. No payment, no appreciation. You do it just for the joy of doing the service. And so Dr. Shah agrees with that, that that's one of the highest things we can do is to serve each other. Just as for those of you who know the stories of Jesus, Jesus bathed the feet of people with whom he worked. That's an act of selfless service. So what Dr. Shah is saying is that as I receive this healing, in thanks for what you're doing for me, I will serve others. And that's a really, really powerful thing to do. Now, another question that came up as I was reading this book is, why are so many people now offering us ways to do deep healing? On this show, we had Dr. Eric Pearl, who wrote a book called The Reconnection. We've had Daniel and Sonia Recknitzer, who offer body healing as part of accessing universal intelligence. You can, in fact, I think Daniel's work began with body healing, working with people who are athletes. And now Dr. Shah is offering this. We've had Yvonne Rados, who wrote Health, It's a Matter of Consciousness. We've had just a number of people telling us that we now can heal ourselves. Why is this? And the learning that I have is that we can do it now because we have different vibratory rates coming to us here on the earth. The changes that we know about on the earth with earthquakes and powerful storms and tsunamis and all of this, those changes are part of what's going on. And as I understand it, what is really happening is that we are leaving some of our past behind and moving ourselves to a new place. Now, this is something that I have been helping people to do in therapy for at least the last 30 years. I think I was doing it before 30 years, but I wasn't as aware of what I was actually doing. I wasn't as conscious. And here's what happens with individuals. If you were to come to me in my office and sit down and say, I'm miserable, I got trained to do this kind of job, I got a job in the best agency in the country that does this work, and I'm miserable. I don't want to do this work. I'm not happy with the person I selected to have a relationship with, etc., etc. All right? You sit down and talk to me about that. I'm going to be trying to help you to reconnect with your spiritual self, because those kinds of symptoms suggest that you've lost track of who you really are. And these healing modalities, these various people I just mentioned, they're all focused on helping us get back to realize who we really are. And every one of them suggests to us, says to us, actually they don't suggest, they say it unequivocally, we are souls who have come to the earth to live a life on earth. We're souls. And so we've lost track of the fact that we're souls. And this huge change that's coming involves us getting to know ourselves again as souls and starting to work with ourselves as souls. And the parenting work that we need to do is to help our children stay connected with themselves as souls. We recently had can't remember her first name. Healy is her last name. The energetic patterns of Go Kids, saying that we have a whole group of children that have come to the earth in droves in the last 20 or 30 years, who are actually the people who are tasked with creating this transformation, with breaking down the old and moving us into the new. Maureen Healy. Thank you, Producer Paul. You're wonderful. So it's Maureen Healy. So they're tasked with moving us into this new era. And so what would happen with you if you came into my office? It's the same thing that's happening now with our world, and it's what these Indigo Kids have come to do. What happens first is that you start to fall apart. Most of the time, I have people show up in my office telling me that They are falling apart. They think they're losing their mind. They can't, nothing that they are trying will make things any better for them. All the things that have in the past helped are not helping. And I assure them that that is perfectly normal for what they're going through. Because before you can bring in the new, you must have the old break apart. You can't carry the old into the new. So take a look at the world around you and watch what is happening. Things are falling apart in our world. It's the same process on a larger scale. And now we have the promise of these Indigo kids who are here not only to move us into a time of peace, but also to help with the breakdown of the old so that we're free to move into the new. This is what Dr. and Master Shah is also offering through his soul healing miracles. He doesn't focus as much on the breakdown, but he acknowledges that we have the breakdown, and his focus then is on the healing that comes after the breakdown. So producer Paul has told me that my wonderful long-term co-host Dakey Fox is on the line. Are you there, Dakey?
Yes, I am.
I know you've been keeping track of what's going on. Do you have things that you'd like to add?
Well, I do love this last bit that you've offered. And I believe that Master Shah, is that right, Shah?
Yeah, S-H-A, Shah.
Yeah, but Master Shah is in the same, he himself is, we could call it an indigo child. And, you know, my simple, rather grounded way of saying what you've said is, hey, you know, everything that you thought up until now, it's wrong. And that kind of streamlines it and puts things in the proper perspective for us to access curiosity. And so that healing that releases what we've done thus far is really necessary for us to step into the new, and that the exposure to all those troubles and all of the breakdown that you speak of in people who come to you for help is really, you know, the hard work is done. It's time to play. It's time to embrace our wholeness. And I think from what you've said about Dr. Shah, he is really somebody who is jumping into that and has caused some controversy, because we all want to respect the hard work we've done thus far. And I'm sure that what you say to people and what's happening in our lives as healers come along and say, well, it's time to now connect with your soul, is not, it doesn't dismiss all the hard work. In fact, it's the only mirror that we have that can embrace how profound this transformation is, that it's only something that's timeless and yet living in the moment and addressing all these things. The soul is the only part of us that can do that. And so, I mean, this is a threshold moment, and I'm just excited to hear you speak of it. And I love how you're filling this space. I do hope that Dr. Shah can at some point come in here and, you know, complete the promise to bring his energy to this so we can see it, because his embrace of this is quite profound and outside the realm of normal Western understanding of these things. I'll just stop there.
That's a really good point you just brought up. I think not only will we see the energy, but we would feel it. You know, one of the fantastic things that he has in his book is what he calls a transplant. And I was reading and reading his book, and I couldn't quite figure out what a transplant was. And then he put it down, plain and simple. If you have, let's say, a kidney, there is an energy form of your kidney. And if you're having a problem with your kidney, there's a problem with the energy form. So the transplant is a literal energy kidney that he transplants into you to take the place of the one that's not good anymore. And that occurs, he has five transplants in his book, Soul Healing Miracles. He has five transplants that just happen automatically as you read his book. Now, It's interesting, Dakey, because I did check out. Some people are saying Dr. Shah is not they don't totally believe him. They're looking at, is he a shyster of some kind? And so I checked out a lot of stuff about him. And what I concluded is that he is most sincerely, most completely a very up-and-up person. He has been doing healings on people everywhere. And however, he's different than what we expect here in the United States. He's very, you know, like, the Tao has given me permission since 2008 to do this. The source has offered me permission to do this. And I think most of us are going, oh, yeah, right. Mm. The fact is that Dr. Shah is working hand in hand with his soul. And you and I know, Dakey, from our work with Accessing UI, that we get permission from what we've learned to call our higher self. Our higher self tells us to do things. For example, this week my son was talking with me. I've had a difficult week. Maybe a lot of you listening have also, because Mercury's been in retrograde. That's an astrological term, and that usually makes communication more difficult, and schedules don't hold together as well, and people get into arguments and so forth. So all of us probably have been having a bit of a bad or a challenging week. And my son consulted his higher self, and therefore mine as well, and said, are you swimming? You need to be swimming every day. This will really help you ground yourself. And I went swimming yesterday, and I felt immediately better. Okay, so we're all checking back with the source, the Tao, the universal intelligence, with God. That's what this time is about, is checking in with source. And to do that, you got to remember who you are, which is a soul. Comment on that, Dakey?
Yeah, well, I think that's true. And what occurred to me as you were speaking of the clarity that I hold about this that might be useful here is that what is, if we were to talk about that threshold between what is our rooted groundedness, it does have to do with the body. And what is our new integration, which is in a way nothing different than what the teenager goes through at the onset of puberty, when new neurons start firing and the brain develops and the endocrine system kicks in and all these different things. Dr. Shah, in putting new systems, a new kidney, new energetic implants, is awakening us to the puberty of our human development, which is the difference between living in a physical world, which we have oriented our survival around, and now being initiated into the energetic world. And that's why the soul is so useful, and it's, I believe, the heart of Dr. Shah's work. That's a question I would ask him were he here, in fact, is what does it mean to be energetic beings? Because the validation of the work he does is in the receptivity of the individual he's working with and their willingness to enter into the realm of energy, which is like, I don't know, I'm American and know no other languages, but if you ask me to speak and write and operate in the Chinese language, which reads backwards when I read forwards, this is what we're faced with. And I believe that to have the assistance of someone who is, as he says, a master, and I know for myself, having known you for over 30 years, that you also are a master in dusting the energy and alerting us to this incredible resource of a whole different way of being, and that it is ours for the receiving, I guess, and that's what we call soul.
You know, I don't think you have to be totally, I don't think you have to understand, thank you for your words, Vicki. I don't think you have to understand what it means to be an energetic being, nor do you have to necessarily be open any more than to just do what he suggests you do. From what I get in his book, he's saying we're energy beings. You know, part of what I was thinking about when I was reading this is that the subconscious mind cannot resist repetition. And you know from our work with universal intelligence that one of the things that a lot of people are talking about, and certainly the UI people are talking about, are the limiting beliefs that we all hold in our subconscious. And years ago, Jane Roberts, through Seth's materials, The Nature of Personal Reality, we learned that our whole life is merely a reflection of what we believe. If I believe that money's hard to get hold of, for example, I'll have difficulty getting enough money for myself. And how? What are those beliefs about? Those beliefs are poppycock that we learned since we came to the earth. They're not even true. Daniel Rechnitzer of Accessing UI says none of them is true. None. And so we're running our lives on the basis of these beliefs. And what Dr. and Master Shah is doing, essentially, another aspect of this, is he has somebody chant over and over again, you know, my hip is healing, my leg is better, my kidneys are functioning well, there's light in my body, over and over again. And so there's a secondary level there that we are implanting these ideas in our subconscious mind. And we know that the subconscious mind automatically takes as true whatever is repeated and repeated and repeated to it. So another aspect is that Dr. Shah is helping us to reprogram our subconscious beliefs.
Right, and to open, I believe, the internal power of our own consciousness. It's like we become conscious of these repetitions and what they're saying, and it opens us to a whole different way of being. And I think you're right. It doesn't take, you know, a brain scientist or a
a brain surgeon. Go on.
to understand this, it's quite simple, and we don't need understanding. In fact, understanding in that way is a function of the brain. It's just, you know, the attention to it is part of the threshold experience as we make these shifts. That it's like, I know that in the higher self work that it's usually something that is very personal that the soul will say to us that makes it real. And it might sound even routine or rote, like these, I love my liver working well, you know, those kind of repetitions. It's something that is so simple that from the outside it doesn't look as profound as it feels on the inside to hear information in a certain way where it really means something to us.
Right.
That's the key.
What Dr. Shah is doing is taking ancient practices that have been developed so that they are the very best way to do that. They have the highest vibration, and I think that's what the key is. My liver is happy. My lungs are clear. I mean, can you just imagine? We don't usually think that way or even speak that way, but that's essentially what he's doing. And he gives us chants to do both in Chinese with the pronunciation in Chinese and in English. And it's very interesting to try to get your mind around. Here's one. This is a very interesting quote. Sickness occurs just like a mountain collapsing. Removing sickness is just like spinning silk. To hear that in Chinese is Di Bing Ru Shan Dao Ku Bing Ru Chu Si. Right? You say those things and you don't know what they're saying, but it doesn't matter because, I mean, you do because Dr. Shah tells you, but it doesn't matter because it's the vibration that matters. And these words are very strongly connected. Now, this thing, sickness occurs just like a mountain collapsing, and removing sickness is like spinning silk. He says this ancient statement tells us that sickness can come suddenly, could be very serious, like a mountain falling. But removing sickness could be a slow process, like spinning silk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very interesting thing to look at, which, interestingly enough, we'll have to look at it some other time because we're running out of time. So let me just remind you that Dr. Shah says a person's soul gets sick first, and then sickness of the body and mind will follow. And he reminds us to heal and transform the soul first, then healing and transformation of the mind and body will follow. So if you are interested in what we've talked about here with Dr. and Master Zhigong Shah, pick up a copy of Soul Healing Miracles. I got one for my stepdaughter on Amazon for $16 and something. So it's not very expensive. And take your time to read it and do the practice and transform your life. Heal yourself. There is, as he says, we need to be healed. It's time to go into a new life. There's no reason to drag our old problems into the new life. It's time to rewrite your history, rewrite your personal story. And he has a method here that you can use. So, Ms. Dakey, you are a gem. Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed your comments. Thank you for stepping in, as you so often do.
Yeah, it's nice to join you, Eileen.
And also, if anybody wants to contact Dakey, she's at Dakey, D-E-K-I, at accessingui.com. So it's time for me to sign off, Dakey. Let me remind you that next week, Sonia Recknitzer is going to do her monthly Q&A from 10 to 10:30 Pacific time. You can get a fantastic demonstration of communication with your higher self. Just call and ask Sonia your most pressing life questions. And our regular show guest is Rivi Neshama, who's author of Recipes for a Sacred Life, in which she's talking about how to find the sacred in everyday life. That will be next Thursday, March 6, 2014, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, which is noon to 1:30 Eastern time. Please remember to check out accessingui.com for information about the Accessing UI courses that are coming up. We do have one in March in San Francisco, but there are many others. So you can check it out there. And if you'd like to come to one of them and you want a discount, contact me at Eileen@accessingui.com. Spell Eileen, I-L-E-N-E. Producer Paul Johnston, Fresh Talk Media. Thank you, Producer Paul, for your work this morning. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.